Kind of an appropriate artist to play right now, Norah Jones with Happy Pills. Her father, Ravi Shankar, just died actually last week, as a lot of people don't know actually the kind of illegitimate father of Norah Jones. Did you know that, Jimmy?
I did not know that.
Facts for you this morning.
I'm learning all kinds of things.
Jimmy Nash is in studio right now, sort of local musician, Southern California musician, although that's not where you started, right? You've come this way.
Grew up in Nashville, then went to Houston, got out here a year ago in L.A.
Right. So was that part of following the dream for you, was moving out to California?
Yeah, you know, I never knew which music scene I'd end up in growing up in Nashville, but this is where it led me. I just finding what kind of music I'm doing now, pop, rock, indie, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
So
I can hear a little bit of the country twang still in your... It's like you're trying to lose it as you come this farther west.
I've naturally lost a little bit of it just being around people who don't talk like they're from Texas.
There you go. You can bring it back, of course.
Oh, yeah, I'm going home for the holidays, and I know it'll come back around for a while.
How funny. Jimmy is currently on tour. You have a show in San Diego tonight, right? It's at the Lestat's venue, which is in the Gaslight District in San Diego, at 8:30.
Yeah. Last night of the tour, we started on the 8th in San Francisco, finishing up in San Diego tonight.
How cool. Yeah. Now, being that your roots are from Nashville, I'm interested that you didn't just stay there, because it's such a... You know, it's like the music capital of the east side of the country, right?
Yeah, well, you know, of course, my parents wrote country music growing up. They wrote for Reba McEntire, and they wrote for Sony Music and all. And I thought for a long time I'd end up staying there. But that I still write some country music for other people, but I don't. That wasn't where I thought the core of my music was.
Right. So how would you genre-lize yourself now, if I can make up a word?
Gosh, well... My first album, I think, was more a kind of singer-songwriter acoustic rock. I think my second album is going to have a little bit of that with a little more pop type stuff. I mean, it's hard. The genres are so broad now.
Is there an artist that you might equate yourself to?
Oh.
Or who do people say, Jimmy, you sound just like...
Well...
Bob Seger.
It depends what age group.
Okay, yeah.
Some people will say John Denver.
Right, okay, I see. Yeah,
and then some people will say, you know, just instrumentally style like Jason Mraz.
I was going to say, that's exactly what I was going to say. Like a Jason Mraz, maybe a Jack Johnson kind of feel.
Yeah, well, my producer, my first producer, he actually produced Jack Johnson's first three albums, so it
kind of
fit naturally like that.
Yeah, the whole singer-songwriter kind of chill vibe. Mm-hmm. I like it, dude. Well, we're going to play a Christmas song here in a few minutes. Is this one you actually wrote yourself?
Yeah, I wrote this one actually with my mom. been
right,
my
your mom being a country... Is it now? Are your parents anybody we'd know? Should we say who they are?
Well, Bill and Kim Nash. They, my dad was on major labels back in the 70s, and so some people, especially in Texas, know him.
Sure.
We
have a folky bluegrass show here on the station on Saturdays, and I have a feeling, based on her knowledge of that type of music, she may know who they are.
Oh, okay.
So I'd be interested to ask her. So you wrote this with your mom. Does it have a special meaning or anything?
Well, we wanted to write, you know, a great Christmas song, and I mean, beyond that.
And how has it been received?
It's been received very well. I mean, we got picked for some different iTunes playlists this year. People just choosing it for their Christmas playlist. People can go download a great list of songs, play at parties and things. So people seem to like it, as far as I can tell.
Okay, and where can we find it?
It's on iTunes. You can always check the links at jimmynash.com or just search Jimmy Nash.
Okay.
On iTunes.
Cool. So Jimmy Nash is live in our studio right now. Again, he has a show tonight. He's stopping by our lovely little radio station on his way to San Diego. So Jimmy, when you are ready, First Christmas in Love, that's the name of it, right?
Yes.
All right. It's live on KX93.5 in our studio right now.
All right. It's a different kind of Christmas for me this year. Even the pumpkin pie tastes sweeter with you here. Those pretty lights on the tree, they seem to shine for you and me. They're shining just for us, our first Christmas in love. I have so many wonderful memories of Christmas Day. But nothing from the past compares to the memories we just made. Guess the carolers heard about me and you, because they're singing hallelujah, singing it for us, our first Christmas in love. I told Santa he could fly right by my house last night, 'cause I'm holding the best present of my life. So baby, give me one more kiss under the mistletoe, and we'll start our own little fire while it snows. I already can't wait for the next one. I'll take another 100 more and then some. Just can't get enough. Our first Christmas in love. I told Santa he could fly right by my house last night, 'cause I'm holding the best present of my life. So baby, give me one more kiss under the mistletoe, and we'll start our own little fire while it snows. It's a different kind of Christmas for me this year. Everything seems to taste a little sweeter with you here. Some days you wish would never end, but we could live it over again and again, remembering how it was on our first Christmas in love. On our first Christmas in love. Here's to our first Christmas in love.
So good. That was great, man. So good.
Thank you very much.
How do you get those notes at 7:30 in the morning, by the way?
I was going to ask you how you get up this early in the morning.
Those notes up there, those were tough. What was that, like a high something?
I think just Fs.
Maybe just some Fs? Okay, yeah. Well, I liked them, whatever they were. This is going to sound creepy, but I noticed that you have really long fingers while you were playing the guitar.
I always have, yeah.
It probably helps out in your profession of choice.
It does. It definitely helps on piano, too.
You have a show tonight, San Diego at Lestax, and we're happy to help support it. You know that we're a nonprofit, low-power community radio station, which, you know, it's exactly the kind of station that probably mutually benefits your art and our mission.
Yeah, we love stations like this that are publicly supported because it's not, they're not, how do you say it? Like some of the main stations only play certain artists.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Here's how we say it. They play the same damn 40 songs over and over again, so we're trying to not do that.
Yeah. So
we're not very nice about it around here.
Like me, I do appreciate that I can send a song to somebody, and if they like it, they'll play it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, gone are the days. Like, if you sent that song to a big station in L.A., it would never even get listened to.
Nope.
And that's what's so cool about this little project that we're doing. So thank you for taking notice and coming by this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Do you spend a lot of time in this part of Orange County? I know you're in L.A. and San Diego, but do you stop through here?
I would like to.
Yeah.
It's just a little over an hour from me. But
sure.
I've been here a couple times, and actually I wanted to mention Sector 9 Skateboards. They are giving us a skateboard. Actually, a skate deck last night that we raffled off. Somebody donated it back. We're going to raffle it off again tonight in San Diego. And our friend EG from Sector 9, he has his skate shop here in Laguna.
How cool.
Hand Plant. And it's a great shop if anybody's looking for skateboards, skate deck.
Send EG our way. I'm not familiar with him. I haven't met him yet, so
yeah,
that would be cool.
He's a cool guy, and he's part of Sector 9 crew. They're going to be coming out tonight, so I really appreciate them supporting us.
I have a Sector 9 personally.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not very good at riding it, but I do have one. Do you have one?
I do now. They gave me one.
I don't know if you're supposed to say that. Okay, sure.
I'd like to learn a little more, although I don't know if I should start while I'm on tour, though, because I'm
probably not a great idea. Yeah, those big long fingers, you need those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, moving out to California, has it inspired you to start surfing or longboarding or anything like that in the culture?
I have surfed twice, and I really want to surf more. I just haven't gotten to it.
Sure.
I actually shot a music video last year for the Christmas song and my song More Than Crazy in Hawaii. And that was my first experience surfing. A word of advice for anybody, if you're learning to surf, don't surf Pipeline first.
Oh, my God. Where'd you go?
I was at Pipeline and Sunset break. And I'm paddling and paddling, and I see people out there. I know they know how to get out there, but I'm just there.
Well, paddling out is actually probably the hardest part.
Yeah. So after about 3 hours of paddling out, I decided just to ride the shore breaks, just kind of. Yeah.
Well, you got to learn somehow, right?
Yeah. I lived.
That's a good story. So, you do kind of pass for a surfer. I mean, you have the longer hair. You kind of look.
I've been growing it out since I got to California.
So that's just you really are embodying the culture. It's like as soon as he leaves Nashville, he ditches the boots and the hat and just grows out the hair.
Yeah, I'm trying to embrace it. See what happens. I may end up somewhere in the middle in a few years.
I love it. That's really funny, man. Okay, so Jimmy Nash again in studio. JimmyNash.com is where you can find a lot of his music. There was something you wanted to mention about your songs being available, right?
Yeah, the songs they're available on iTunes, but they're also available on Amazon. They're available worldwide on 300 digital download sites.
Congratulations.
So yeah, we have a great distributor. He always tells me, mention all these places. I can't remember all of them.
300 places, sir, yeah.
If you've got a minute, yeah. On my list here.
That's cool. I mean, that shows a lot of success and hard work over just a year. Having moved here and started to do this whole musician thing. So.
Yeah, my label, Cloverdale Music, has been great. We just getting out there and we got a great placement over the summer on Jane by Design on ABC Family, my song More Than Crazy. So we're moving along.
You're hustling. That's good. I meant to ask you, have you ever tried out for like The Voice, The X Factor, American Idol, those kind of things?
I tried out for American Idol Season 5.
Okay.
That
was a while ago, right?
I was 19.
Yeah.
And I was not prepared at all.
So you didn't even make it through?
I made it through the first round,
right?
Which they don't even show you on cameras.
Right,
you know,
the producers and everything.
It's the cattle call, basically. Sure. There's 10,000 people. And I made it through the first round. Then the second round, I saw Nigel, the guy who's the judge on So You Think You Can Dance.
Right.
And I totally started in the wrong key. And he said, well, James, there were some wrong notes. And that was it. Like,
that's interesting that they brought him over, who's also a celebrity judge, to do the non-on-camera judging.
It was interesting. I think they still film it, though, in case they want to use part of it later. But so I didn't get to meet the main judges.
Interesting. But. So now that you're more seasoned and practiced, I mean, it would be maybe a consideration to go back, right?
I'm enjoying the way we're going. I think it's a little, I don't have anything against it, but I think what we're doing is a little more raw and organic.
Sure.
You know.
All right. I respect that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Jimmy Nash, what song are we going to do next?
I can do More Than Crazy for you.
And you have a ukulele out.
Yes, I do.
Which people in Laguna are a huge fan of. So you're gonna make some fans here with this one.
Okay.
This is the single, right?
This is the single we put out.
All right. Whenever you're ready, man. Jimmy Nash live in studio right now on KX93.5.
Okay. What are you gonna do with me? Surely you know I'm hopelessly in over my heart, it would seem. My mind is hanging by a thread. I hope I haven't misread the words I think your eyes just said. 'Cause there's no change in what I'm feeling. I'm more than crazy for you. Definitely I adore you. Falling so hard, out of control. gonna do with me? You know by now I'm hopelessly in over my heart, obviously. My mind is hanging by a thread. I don't think that I misread the words I'm sure your eyes just said. So say you're feeling what I'm feeling. I'm more than crazy for you. Definitely I adore you. Makes you wanna write her own love story. Oh, 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 I'm more than crazy for you. Definitely I adore you. Oh, 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 who could blame me? We both know that we're in it. Love shouldn't have to wait one more minute. Oh, 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 I'm more than crazy for you.
Again, those notes. I can't even. I can't even believe it. I hold my breath when you get up there.
That's higher than the last one. I'm kind of glad I warmed up.
That one was higher, wasn't it? And your range too. You go from down here to up there, man. You sound good.
I can thank my my parents both having great vocal ranges for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, perhaps that if it is a DNA thing. I don't think Nigel would have criticized your lack of note hitting in that particular song.
No, maybe if I would have had that song at that.
Yeah,
time,
I think you should have. You probably would have made it on American
but
Idol.
But then I never would have been here.
That's true.
Yeah.
It all works out, doesn't it, Jimmy?
Yes.
That's Jimmy Nash. That was More Than Crazy for You.
Yes.
He will be playing a show tonight in San Diego at Lestax Venue. You can get tickets at Lestax West, their website online. Just Google that at 8:30.
8:30.
And it's the last show of the tour.
Yes, it is.
Is there anything I'm missing?
That song is available on the album The Road to 33.
Okay.
On Cloverdale Music.
Cloverdale Music.
Yes.
Good drop, sir.
Yes.
Cool, Jimmy. Really cool to have you in this morning. You sounded
great.
Yeah,
great to be in.
Love the uke and love the guitar and the vocal range. You know what? You sounded a little bit like Nate from the band Fun and the Format.
Oh.
A little bit in the last one.
All right.
I heard it for a second. You probably don't get that very often.
I haven't got that yet.
But I heard it for a second. And because he hits those notes like way up there.
Yeah. That's a great comparison. I love that.
You're welcome. I said it first. If anyone else says it again, make sure you credit me. Again, Jimmy Nash, jimmynash.com, live here on KX93.5. Thank you, man. Have a safe drive today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
See ya. Love.